Good morning to my trusted and trusting community. When I think about trust, I think about interpersonal relationships. I think about the expectations, confidence, and commitment that I place in other people's hands. Even more so, I think about the commitments I make and the expectations that other people place in me. Some people in life get told things like, "You have a rather overdeveloped sense of vengeance. If you're not careful, that might get you into trouble one of these days." My wife probably thinks I have a bit of an overdeveloped sense of empathy and commitment. I try, despite my follies, to treat others as if they have the same values. As a result, I view my words as a promise to the point of showing up to play soccer with my team on a 100-degree day with 95% humidity while the sun is at its zenith. I said I would be there, so I was there, even if my commitment came before a weather forecast. Even though I know my trust in others won't always be returned, I want to be the person that people can put their trust in. Perhaps more so, I want to live my life as if I can put my trust in others. I want to be someone who can put their trust and hope in institutions as well. Institutions such as this church, governments, companies, and those with wealth and power. This may seem like an odd transition, and it does to me a bit as well. However, for some reason, trust is used in this context too. The Pew Charitable Trust, the Carroll Foundation, and Duke of Sutherland Trusts, the Standard Oil Company Trust, corporate trusts, and trust fund babies. While financial institutions likely aimed to build trust with their appropriation of the term, it seems that words, and thus the public, are careful in how they allocate meaning. They are sometimes reluctant to trust. After all, we had a whole antitrust, trust-busting historical era. When I get too discouraged about institutional behavior, I remind myself about when trust matters, both in interpersonal settings and in financial settings. In both instances, trust is about looking toward and caring for the future. I'm not eager to admit it, but I'm reminded of this because in an odd way, I'm a trust fund baby. Or well, I'm really a great, 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 maybe three greats trust fund grandbaby. Way back 101 years ago, an ancestor of mine established a trust to be dispersed to living descendants 100 years later. How'd you like to be the trustee that had to set up and manage that account? It must have taken a great deal of trust to bestow something onto those you've never met, to trust that they will receive it and use it well. This gift sent me a message. Those with means are capable and willing to look to the future. I've taken this lesson to ask a lot of myself and to ask a lot of the people and institutions around me. Sometimes they let me down. Sometimes they make me feel that trusting in the support of a stranger, even a stranger you can never meet, is not a foolish leap of faith.